What would you do if you looked out your kitchen window one morning and saw what appeared to be a unicorn without its horn? That's exactly what happened when a pure white miniature horse appeared in Stephanie Marone's life. Not because she planned to start a sanctuary, but simply because she said yes when an animal needed help. This moment became the beginning of a journey that would transform her understanding of love, healing, and what it means to truly listen. The book has touched countless readers, earning praise from Jane Goodall and a spot on Oprah's reading list, not because it offers sentimental tales about cute animals, but because it reveals something profound. Farm animals, creatures we often overlook or reduce to commodities, can become our most powerful spiritual teachers. In a culture increasingly questioning how we treat animals and the natural world, these stories arrive as both mirror and map, showing us what becomes possible when we stop talking at animals and start listening to them. Pegasus, the ethereal white horse, floated across the pasture with impossible grace, despite years tethered alone. When Marone removed her halter, Pegasus quickly exposed her inexperience by refusing to be caught. The turning point came during a storm when, after being kicked, Marone stood crying in the rain. Surprisingly, Pegasus approached and allowed herself to be haltered, showing remarkable compassion. An experienced horsewoman named Christine taught Marone liberty work, establishing connection through companion walking without equipment. She observed their strong bond, but noted something crucial. Pegasus was in charge, which wasn't safe. Through patient guidance, Marone learned that leaders direct from behind, not in front, and no horse invades the lead mare's space. When Christine offered a riding crop as a communication tale, Marone broke down, unable to use something carrying centuries of horse mistreatment. This first lesson became foundational, the difference between domination and wise guidance. True leadership operates through cooperation and harmony, not control. When Pegasus developed laminitis, the veterinarian suggested getting sheep to keep the pasture grass trimmed. This practical solution brought unexpected spiritual teachers, two Colombian ewes and Charlotte's lamb, whom Marone named Wonder. Living closely with sheep revealed how humans disparage what we don't understand. Our language betrays this. A bunch of sheep, stubborn as a mule, showing our unconscious judgments. What appears as hysterical overreaction when sheep run together is actually perfect logic. They have no defense against predators except escape and safety in numbers. The flock isn't mindless, but a powerful social unit with individuals as unique as humans. When judgment disappears, the other can shine in the fullness of who they are. Gabriel, a wild desert donkey, spent 3 years at the sanctuary paralyzed by trauma from his capture. Two things transformed him: being renamed for his trumpet-like bray and angelic sweetness, and Pegasus's arrival as his soulmate. They became inseparable, galloping joyfully across the fields. Gabriel's trust grew through modified companion walking, where Marone backed away when he faced her, giving him choice. The breakthrough came during hoof trimming when Gabriel pressed his forehead against Marone's chest, a profound gesture of trust. As fear released, his true self emerged, strong, wise, playful. He played tag with Angel the deer and sang duets with Marone. One morning brought the perfect picture of peace: Charlotte the sheep leaning against Gabriel's front legs, his head resting on her woolly back, both basking in sunlight. Gabriel's transformation demonstrated how releasing trauma allows authentic selves to emerge, showing that with patience, respect for boundaries, and unconditional acceptance, even the deepest wounds can heal. As spring turned to summer, a doe with a tattered ear became a regular presence. Bathed in golden sunlight one morning, Marone heard her name, Angel. That June, when Marone discovered a deer's body attracting vultures, she feared it was Angel. Heartbroken, she turned away. Then two tiny fawns bounded past. Days later, Angel appeared with the fawns. The dead deer had been another doe who came to die at the sanctuary. Angel had adopted her orphaned fawns, now caring for 4 babies total. This extraordinary act showed that deer are spiritual warriors with fierce determination. Unlike farm animals dependent on human care, deer chose engagement while maintaining freedom. Angel's adoption demonstrated that compassion transcends species boundaries, creating a bridge between worlds where trust replaces fear. Late one night, trucks arrived carrying hundreds of rescued hens from a commercial egg farm. These chickens had spent their entire lives in battery cages, never touching earth or stretching their wings. Working by headlights until dawn, volunteers gently placed each hen in their new enclosure. This experience crystallized a profound lesson: respect for all beings. Through interviewing African shaman Mali Domasom, Marone learned that society cannot be healthy when disconnected from ancestors or nature. Our lack of respect for nature enables planetary destruction. We wouldn't clear-cut forests or confine chickens to tiny cages if we truly felt our connection to the natural world. As Albert Schweitzer said, until he extends the circle of his compassion to all living things, man will not himself find peace. Respect means recognizing the sovereignty of others, whether chicken, human, river, or tree. Every action we take either adds to the energy of fear or love in the world. The rescued hens, initially unable to walk properly, gradually learned to dust bathe, forage, and express their natural behaviors, demonstrating the resilience that emerges when beings are finally respected. On her daily drive to work, Marone noticed a neglected sheep standing alone at a small farm. After persistent efforts, she rescued this sheep, named Isabel, from what appeared to be an animal hoarding situation. Isabel had lived in isolation, her wool unshorn for years, her hooves painfully overgrown. Isabel's journey taught about the courage required to be free. Her bravery in stepping into the unknown led her to discover belonging and connection. Opening our hearts to others is risky and vulnerable, but it's the path to freedom and belonging. Isabel's transformation from fearful isolation to comfortable belonging demonstrated that even after years of loneliness, the capacity for belonging remains intact. It simply needs the right environment to flourish. Healing happens in community, not in isolation. The animals revealed that sanctuary isn't just a physical place, but a state of being we can create anywhere. When Charlotte developed a serious limp, the flock stayed close during recovery, with Queen Mare keeping them together. When Pegasus battled laminitis and Cushing syndrome, Marone created an herbal formula that had him galloping joyfully again, teaching that animals possess innate wisdom about their own healing. When Gabriel died, he allowed Marone to stroke his head after she promised to rescue two donkeys in his name. After Charlotte's death, her son Wonder stopped eating and chose to die 9 days later with his head in Marone's lap. Their deaths taught that sanctuary means honoring an animal's choice in both life and death. These animal messengers remind us that unconditional love isn't a lofty ideal, but a practical path. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to create sanctuary, to meet the world with love, acknowledging we are all related. Home isn't a place, but a feeling of connection, and sanctuary begins the moment we choose to truly see one another.